I'm Sylvia Ashbullard, and I would like to welcome Melanie Thompson, professional sales teacher from the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center, and Raphael Vian, who is a student there. They're going to be telling us about the Green Line Secondhand Store, a project that involves the students studying in the professional sales class at the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center. Now, this project is something that the entire school, students and staff, can benefit from, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. That's the way we tried to set it up, so everybody can be involved.
So what is the concept of the plan?
Well, at first it started out by being an idea from the head teacher, Pascal Julien, who wanted to have the students more involved in the process of learning. This year, the program of sales is individualized. So the students learn from the books, mm-hmm. and they need to be able to practice what they learn. So the idea came up of a secondhand store, and when it was presented to the students, that's where it all took place and it all took plan. And we wanted to have the students involved as much as possible.
And Raphael, you had some great ideas, didn't you?
Yes, I'm actually the one who came up with the logo. Mm-hmm. Pascal gave me the task to come up with that. I did a couple of plans and he chose the best one according to the store name.
The name of the whole store was a contest within the whole school, mm-hmm. and everybody could participate. And some people send in some names, and we found a teacher had a really good idea, which was the Green Line.
The Green Line. Yeah. So where does this come from?
The Green Line?
Yes.
Well, actually, it's green since it's recycled clothes.
Okay.
It's secondhand, and the line because it's a line of clothing. So this is where the name came up, and that's why the logo is a green tree for the recycled part.
Okay. So now when is this all going to begin?
Well, the grand opening is tomorrow at 10:30, so we're hoping to have a lot of the school students and the teachers being there. And from then on, they can come every day to buy the used clothes that's in the store.
So have you received a lot of donations already?
A lot. It was a great response from our school staff and students. And they actually went out and talked about it to their families, to the community. We received bags and bags of clothing. And at one point, it was even overwhelming for the students saying, oh my gosh, we have so much to do. Which was a great problem. I mean, we had lots of shoes and accessories.
Were you looking for a specific type of clothing? Because as you mentioned that this is going to help students go out into the working world. And were you looking for business type clothing or what kind?
We were open to everything. Mm-hmm. We want to have the students practice selling the clothes. So for sure, anything that could be sold was good. We didn't have any specific criterias, so we were open to anything, and we got a lot of varied clothing there. So mm-hmm. yeah.
So for now, it's only open to the school, right? And eventually it may be open to the public?
For the moment, it will be for the school. Mm-hmm. Of course, in the future steps, we would like to open it even more. We are at the same location as Alexander Galt, so it might be nice for their students and their teachers to benefit from the service, and even the community eventually. We'll go step by step and see how things work. And hopefully one day it could be a secondhand store open to the whole community.
So when you say by doing this project, the students will dress for the part, it doesn't literally mean they will use this clothing. It's just an example of what they can do in the business world.
Definitely. I can give you one concrete example. We had some nurse uniforms. Mm-hmm. And we've even had some students come from the nursing program saying, oh, can we buy this type of clothes? I would need this uniform
uh-huh.
for my class.
Okay.
So it already started a little bit without even having the store open yet. The students from the school already see there's an advantage to using this. So
that's great. That's great. Well, we wish you good luck with the project.
Thank you. I would like to take a few seconds to thank the entrepreneurship agent from the Carrefour Jeunesse Emploi au Saint-François, who has given us a great hand in building our application for a contest, because we are entering this contest in the Concours Québécois en Entrepreneuriat.
Oh.
So there's a lot of money that we can mm-hmm. raise for the school, and which will be returned to the students as well. So she has helped us throughout the steps, making sure we don't forget anything, types of questions we should ask ourselves within this project. We're entering it at a local stage right now. I think we have excellent chances at the regional, but my objective is to bring this project to the provincial level. So hopefully we will score big. Our students have put a lot of time and effort into this, so I think it's all worthwhile for them.
And I just want to add that all the funds are going to the student fund, so for the students in need, they'll be able to get some money and help them out.
Thank you so much for being here, Melanie Thompson and Raphael Vian. We'll be interested in hearing about how this project has turned out. Maybe we can talk at a later date.
Thank you very much.